She's not even a worship leader at a church. She doesn't play an instrument. She doesn't know how to score music. All she does is, while she's working the fields, she hears songs from God and sings them into a little tape recorder and hands them to other people. And through that relational network, her songs are sung throughout her nation, and they're called the Canaan Hymns, over 1,000 songs that have been printed and even recorded by national orchestras and all these kind of things. People sing her songs all throughout the nation. See, it's not about who's best. It's not about who has the greatest connections. It's not about, you know, who's the most anointed on the planet. How do you judge that anyway? And guys, if you're not careful, you've got this wonderful opportunity right now to meet with people who came here for the same reason you did. They want to improve their craft, and they want to have an experience, and they want to press farther into God and into his heart and worship with reckless abandon. So that's what you came for, and that's what everybody else came for too. So refuse to be intimidated. Listen, the enemy wants to shackle you. The enemy wants to keep your creativity under lock and key. He wants to keep it under guard. And you've got to absolutely refuse to be a copy of someone else. Do you understand that imitation is what the enemy does? And innovation is what the kingdom does. And what you do and what you create has incredible value, especially if it takes you someplace with God. I believe that the value of a song and the power of a song is not determined by the marketplace, but by the secret place.